This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Wendy Valentine, who is a coach. She is a host of the podcast, The Midlife Makeover Show, which is a top-rated podcast for women in midlife. And she is also the author of this book, Women Waking Up, The Midlife Manifesto for Passion, Purpose, and Play. What a great title. This book really helps women kick fear to the curb, reignite their spark, and wake up to what's possible. Wendy's book, Women Waking Up, The Midlife Manifesto for Passion, Purpose, and Play, is all about how midlife isn't what it used to be. Today, nearly 60% of Gen X women describe themselves as stressed out, grappling with debt, caregiving responsibilities, marital dissatisfaction, hormonal shifts, declining health, and career burnout, often all at once. And that old mantra of just push through it no longer suffices. What's missing really, and I honestly was very excited as I was reading this, because what's missing is that modern roadmap tailored to the unique challenges and aspirations of today's women. So enter stage right, Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show podcast and author of this book, this wonderful Women Waking Up, which really kind of redefines midlife, not as a crisis, but instead as a powerful opportunity for reinvention, reimagination. It's awesome. Like millions of other women, Wendy entered midlife plagued with a host of seemingly insurmountable problems: unemployment, divorce, anxiety, and mountain of debt. The death of her brother, and I'm so sorry about that, and chronic illness. And in Women Waking Up, she draws from her transformative journey of making her dream of driving an RV all across the country, that's so cool, a reality. And that experience gave her all that juicy material she needed in order to offer step-by-step guidance that readers can use, and I love this, to go from point A, which represents angst, to point B, bliss, which we love on this show. And at the heart of the book, Wendy's empowering seven-step freedom process. So it's an acronym, FREEDOM, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. We're going to learn all about that. It's a practical and inspiring roadmap that empowers women to create their own midlife makeover. And that's what I love about this. You can really custom tailor make this to work for you. And her signature tool is called the Wheel of Midlife. And I love this because I use the Wheel of Life as a coach. So the Wheel of Midlife, that was like instant get that, which helps readers assess where they are in all the key areas of their life. And I want you guys to even start thinking about this now as I say these wedges: family, finance, health, career, friends, love, leisure, and growth, and choose where you want to go next in each of these areas. After years of dedicated research, deep soul searching, and a transformative journey that awakened her own superhero, Wendy crafted the ultimate guide to help people experience their own revival. And as she puts it, get ready to fly high and harness the power within. Your superhero is ready to leap back into action, and the world is ready to be amazed by what you are capable of. Wendy Valentine, congratulations on your super wonderful book, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you, Judy. You know what's funny? I had not made that connection before about the point A of angst to point B of bliss, and here we are on Finding Our Bliss, right? Well, thank you. So I need to take you on my book tour.
Can I do your intros?
My spokesperson, like, this is great. I was sitting back, I was like, man, this is great. What a great book. I was like, wow, who is this woman, you know?
That is you.
Read your intro, you know? Thank you so much for having me. And I love the name of your show.
Thank you so much. And I love everything that you're doing, Wendy. And you know what I love the most is that you've been so transparent and so real about it. At the beginning of the book, right there in the very beginning, you described the overwhelm and the paralysis when you hit your mid-40s. And as you describe it, you felt like your life was crumbling around you. You write, and I quote, "I was facing a mound of debt, a dried up bank account, unemployment, divorce, an early empty nest." And I can really relate to that empty nest thing so hard. "Chronic illness, depression, anxiety, and the death of my brother. I felt completely lost, drowning in a sea of tears and hopelessness. I wanted to wave the white flag, but I was too exhausted to even lift it." And you knew that your life needed to change. So my question is, first, how did you turn everything around and come so far with a podcast, an incredible new book, and tools that are going to help so many women reinvent themselves like never before? What was the biggest turning point in your own midlife that actually inspired you to go to that computer and motivated you to start writing Women Waking Up?
Well, yeah, it was quite the journey. And I always say Rome was not built in a day and neither will the new you, right? It took time. It took me approximately 2 years to get me from that point A of angst to the point B of bliss. And it was so worth it. But to answer your question, I mean, going back to that day, I can still remember that day of literally sitting, probably, I think I was lying on the bathroom floor, okay, bawling my eyes out, right? I was 45 years old. And yeah, divorce, empty nest. I was suffering from Lyme disease, black mold toxicity. Oh my gosh, menopause.
Wow.
The death of my brother, and then my dog, my cat died within like 6 weeks of one another, unemployed, debt, you name it. It was the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And I was at rock bottom. And I can remember thinking, okay, Wendy, your 50 is coming up. You know, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to, like, I did not envision my life to have turned out that way. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was at a crossroads and I could either A, let my life continue to spiral downwards, or I could make the choice to pull up my bootstraps, as my Aunt Annie says, and rebuild my life from the ground up.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if you've ever, do you ever watch Seinfeld?
Of course.
Do you remember George? Do you remember George with Office Today?
Yes.
Yes. I remember thinking, I was like, what if I just do what George did and just do everything opposite? Because everything I had done had not turned out right. So I was like, what if I, and literally to the point of, what if I actually thought positive, happy thoughts? And what if I actually loved myself and treated myself well? What if I actually got a job I liked? What if I actually, I mean, literally I started like, ooh, this sounds so cool. But then the one thing that really saved me as I laid there on the bathroom floor was I had this vision of driving an RV across the country. And it was something I'd always thought about. And I'll admit at first when I had this thought was like, oh God, you know, what a nice escape, right? Like, oh, I just want to get out of here and just drive across the country, just be alone and just do whatever I want. And at the same time, I was like, okay, that vision was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, being out in the desert and just hanging out, cooking burgers for myself. You know? But really what the dream was, it was the dream of the woman behind the wheel. It was a woman that was happy and healthy. She loved herself. She was financially free. She was secure. She was using her creativity. She had found her bliss. Like, that was what I was after.
Did you base her on a celebrity or a movie star or someone that you knew in your own life? Like, what was that? It was actually you. You at
it
your best.
Me. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you remember in the book, but actually like the statue of you, right?
Yes.
So when they asked Michelangelo how he carved the statue of David, he said, I just carved away everything that was not him.
Right.
And it's kind of like we sometimes think, especially when we get to midlife, we feel like we have to learn something new about ourselves, but really it's the unlearning. You're unlearning what is not serving you anymore. And you're chipping away at the old block, right?
Yes.
And that was really the key for me is to get to authentic Wendy, right? Like we hear that term thrown around, like be your authentic self, be your true self. And everyone's like, what is that? I don't know what that means, you know? But really, what is inauthentic? What is untrue? And then you slowly but surely, you start to reveal yourself, right? So yeah, I was envisioning this woman, this Wendy, you know, behind the wheel, happy and singing. And that was my focal point, was to become this woman. And I thought too, right, we're so used to planning of like the what and the when and the why and the where, which is great, and the how, but really like I feel like we miss out on the who.
Yes. Yes. Like
designing who you want to be, because when you start there, everything truly does fall in place. Like before we came on today, I was sitting here. I'm on the island of Madeira, Portugal right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I live here now. I still have the RV. Felicia's in storage in Miami waiting for me. But I'm sitting here with my book and I was like, it was such a surreal moment thinking, wow, was it challenging? Yes. Was it worth it? Yes. But if you just focus on being who you want to be and loving yourself, all those dreams will, the crumbs will just start.
Yes.
They'll just fall on your pathway and you're just like, okay, next.
Yeah, like Hansel and Gretel, follow the path.
Yeah.
And so was it a scary thought that day you went to buy the RV? Like, was it sort of like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yes. And well, that was the thing too, because at that point, by the time I bought the RV, it had been 2 years since that bathroom floor moment, right?
Yes.
And from there I got a job. I chipped away, not just at the old block, but also the mound of debt, and started saving up money. I recovered from, the Lyme disease and black mold toxicity.
Wow.
Got my hormones in check. Yeah. I was feeling good. I had everything together. And then I was like, wow, am I going to do this? And I finally was like, I have to. I had no regrets in my life at that point. I thought, if I do not do this, it will be the only regret that I have.
Wow. So, were you never scared? Like, I'm just trying to picture myself behind it. I mean, were you ever like a little like antsy about it? Like, cause that's a huge thing. A woman.
Yeah, and you know what? Like the career I had was really good. I loved it. It was selling homes. I had never done it before in my life, but I just kept my mind focused on this dream of buying this RV. And the time had come. I was like, oh my God, it's here. And I was designing my dream business at night, starting the Midlife Makeover show. And I was like, okay, we're here, Wendy, we're doing, okay, we have to do this. So I had ordered this RV. It never came in, which is weird. And then I had my mind set on this one particular RV and I called all around the country. They had one left.
Describe it for our listeners.
It's a 25-foot Thor Delano. See, it's a 24FB, black with blue stripes, beige interior. And wow. I, of course, like even when I was envisioning this thing, which, we'll talk about this too, but dreaming in detail is so important.
Yes.
Because it truly can. Yeah. Down to the navy Pottery Barn pillows, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's do it. So I found one left in the entire country.
Wow.
And it was in Nashville. I was living in Chicago and I called and I said, hey, do you have this, the Thor Delano 24FB? And in his cute country accent, they're in Nashville. And he said, I sure do. I got one left. And I said, I'll be there tomorrow. I go, don't you let anyone buy that. I said, I will be there tomorrow. So bought a plane ticket, flew down there on Saturday, over my big check, largest check I had ever gotten in my life to buy something. I was like, this is more than Nordstrom shoes, And I can remember though, walking in there into the showroom and seeing Felicia is her name, seeing that RV. And I was like, wow,
it's happening.
So I drove it back from Nashville to Chicago on Sunday, pouring rain, had never driven an RV before. So I was just like,
this is big.
And then quit my job Monday morning.
Wow. And how free and liberated did you feel that first time that you headed out on the highway freeway and just wind in your hair? I'm sure you opened your windows for part of it. How did that feel?
Well, hate to use that word again, bliss. It was so blissful and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, there's that quote, leap and the net will appear.
Yes.
And I kept hearing that quote in my mind and it's, yes, leap and the net will appear and you are the net.
That's right.
Right? Like we, We are so much stronger than we give ourselves credit. And yes, leap and you will catch yourself and you figure stuff out. I didn't know, y'all, I did not know. My first night, I stayed in St. Louis, which was pretty wild. That's where I was born. And I hadn't been back there in 40 years.
Wow.
And so coincidentally, quote unquote, I spent the night in St. Louis. I did not know how, I mean, look at me now. This is how I showed up in my RV. I remember the lady at the front desk. She's like, darling, are you going to need help backing that up? And I was like, oh.
I got this.
I was like, oh God. I had to revert. Thank God for backup cameras. But you know what the point is? You figure this stuff out along the way.
Yeah, you really do.
And that is where you really build that confidence and courage in yourself.
It's 100%. In the doing.
Because like I could not hand you a jar of courage. Judy, she starts with an empty jar. And you fill it up, right? Like everybody does. Everybody has their jar and you fill it up by taking action. And when you take action, even if it's falling on your face,
you're filling
up that jar of courage. Yeah.
When you step outside your comfort zone, I'm hearing this so much lately from people is just step outside it. Something good will happen. Just step outside it. Stop staying on the couch. Stop staying. You know, I have a client that once used to jam in the basement. I said, get out of the basement. People have to hear you. You're fantastic. Who's going to hear you in the basement, right? And he went on to write 7 songs and do some really great things. So it's like you just got to push yourself out of that comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, and a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
Right. That's right. Anyway, it's so cool. All right. Yeah. I also love that you've divided the book, Women Waking Up, into 7 steps, beginning with free yourself, take the wheel of midlife, which we talked about off the top.
Yeah.
And you write, the steps I had to take to become a happier, healthier, and more peaceful woman were delivered to me in a vision, a crazy out of the blue vision of me driving an RV across the country. And you say, driving an RV across the country seemed really crazy, but staying stuck in the same cycle of pain and misery seemed even crazier. I realized that either road would take a ton of effort, so I might as well put my energy into building a better life for myself. So cool.
I'm glad you said that because I meant to make that point earlier.
I love that you've given the Wheel of Life a new spin with the name The Wheel of Midlife. Can you tell us more? Because that's a beautiful place to start in the book because, and I find even when I coach people, it's a wonderful way to take a snapshot of where you are. But you've also written some cool new things. Like I love the growth wedge. I don't know, it's just, and especially how you, all the little prompts and ideas you give people about growth later on in the book. But just tell us basically about that wheel of midlife. Mm-hmm. What a great starting point.
Yeah. And you know what though, too? I think a lot of us, especially when you get in our 40s and 50s, we don't ask ourselves, where am I at with everything? My relationships, my career, my health, very rarely will we stop and just take a moment to like evaluate it.
Yes.
And that's what I love about the Wheel of Midlife because yes, it makes you think about where you're at in your life. And this, I think this tool is perfect for someone that if they're totally stuck, they're totally lost, or they're just paralyzed with change. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know. What if I make the wrong move? I don't know which direction to step next, right? So very simple, Wheel of Midlife, all you have to do, I think I see one right back behind you.
You saw it, you got it. Good eyes.
But yeah, you can take pen and paper, draw a circle, divide it into 8 triangles, and then label each one, family, finance, health, career, friends, love, leisure, growth. And on each spoke, you're going to number it 1 to 10. 1 meaning like totally dissatisfied, like wah, wah, wah. And 10 is like bliss. Like,
fabulous, yeah.
And then you just rate each category of your life. Like, okay, how do I feel about my family right now? My relationships with them? Am I staying in good contact with them? How, you know, maybe you feel like, okay, it's good. I'm an 8, whatever, in that category. Maybe your finances aren't doing so great. So maybe it's a 2. But as you evaluate all 8 categories, you just pick one category that is the lowest and start there.
Start there.
Just start there. Start small. Do one tiny little move. Yeah,
totally.
Even if it's like, okay, if it's health was the category, take a walk. Yeah. Just take, you know, commit to 10 minutes of taking a walk. Start there.
Yes.
But what's fascinating though, as you make a change in one category, it spills over into the other categories. It's a winner, winner chicken dinner.
It's so true. And then the whole wheel starts to, like, I bet your wheel now is a very different wheel than it was when you did this 2 years ago, right? Like, it was probably like ones and twos and zeros. And now you're like, because you took the bull by the horns and you actually created your own new destiny. Like, it's so fantastic.
It is. And I think if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't the worst of the worst, you know? And it's just putting one foot in front of the other.
Love
and
it.
It's just like Lao Tzu said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Single step. Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Yeah.
You also have a really cool thing in this book. You say that reconnecting with our unique superpowers is the key to unlocking our full potential. And you have a wonderful section on how to empower those superpowers. And you break it down into the 6 superheroes that represent the diverse aspects of your own character. I just think that's brilliant. And the spectacular 6 include. So, and we can talk about some of these and you can figure out, everyone, where you fit. And sometimes you find that you fit into 2 places because I really related to 2 of them. There's the superhero spark, really related to that one. The superhero endura, the superhero halo, the superhero harmony, the superhero sage, and the superhero serenity.
I have a feeling are you endura? I bet you're endura. You're probably like a blend of like endura and sage.
See, and I said spark and serenity because spark was the spark, like the dazzle, the whatever, but the serenity, which I have to work on, right? Because it's not my actual self, but it's the self that I've worked on. Is I'm a yoga and meditation teacher as well. So the serenity piece is so big. So those 2, which are like opposites. What are you?
I'm spark.
A
spark.
When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
November. I'm Sagittarius.
I knew it. Yeah, because you've got that travel. Well, that's your sign is travel, adventure, fun, and romance. And I'm just going for it.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a thing too. I feel like when we get into our 40s and 50s, we forget about our strengths, our superpowers, our talents.
Yes.
And it's like bringing that back out, right? I mean, I was thinking about finding your bliss. Like, really, you don't have to find it. Your bliss is already there. You just have to give it permission to come out and play.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's creating that bliss and it's creating whatever you want. And that's what's, oh my gosh, like I think of life like a buffet line, right? And you go up and you sample what you want, see if you like it. You know, if you like it, cool, now you know. If you don't like it, now you know. But it's like, why not? Like, just go sample things. Go try a painting class. Go try pottery. Go take up, you know, running, whatever. Like, just anything.
Dancing, just meditation, yoga, you know, all of it. Just laughing yoga. Like, just something, right? Because it's when you do that thing that's so out of your comfort that it just forces you to shake things up and to see things with fresh eyes, right? It's so cool. You also give very encouraging, inspiring, uplifting, elevating words like superpowers, super words, super statements, super boosters, and super drainers, and super pursuits. What are some super boosters that really can help you elevate the positive traits that enable you to thrive? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. And when we come back, we'll hear more about the super booster words that can elevate you and help you thrive. We'll be right back with more after this short break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi. Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740, and it's season seven. I can't believe it. I'm here with author Wendy Valentine, and just before the break, I asked you, Wendy, about some of the amazing super words and super boosters that can really help people thrive.
Well, like, okay, for me, since I'm superhero spark, I have like things that really light me up and boost me would be like going for a hike.
Yes.
Eating healthy foods. Like if I don't eat healthy, like totally, that's a super drainer for me.
Yes. Yes.
Creating, like writing. And I love videos. So I doing videos, things like that. Like that really lights up superhero spark. And it would be different than someone like superhero Halo. She's someone that's going to be, you know, donating her time or maybe... Yes. Maybe it's helping out a neighbor or cooking dinner for someone. Like, so everyone's different. We all have these qualities. It's just typically will usually be one. And the superhero quiz is awesome because it's easy. It's just like it takes a few minutes and then you find out which superhero you are. But it's fascinating. It's so much
so
fun.
Cool. It's yeah. So creative. I have to tell you, Wendy, it's so creative. Yeah. Like it really makes you think in all these wonderful new ways, which is so good because that's what helps people get outside the box, think outside the box and start taking action. And it's just super. I also loved your chapter on how to become your own BFF, which really reminded me of the book, and you're too young to know this, I'm a little older than you, but How to Be Your Own Best Friend from 100 years ago, and The Power of Positive Thinking, which you do mention by Norman Vincent Peale. And I love how you start that chapter with change your thoughts and you can change your world. Can you say more about this? It's so powerful.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I just created a video, speaking of making videos today, and I had said in the video, I didn't fall in love with myself until I was 50, and I'm 52 now. And so I've only been in love with myself for 2 years.
Oh my God. New and love. It's new love.
I know, right? And it's the best. And the way I did that was really tapping into how I speak to myself, how I treat myself. And I thought, okay, would my best friend Amy treat me like this? No. Like, why am I talking like that?
Yes.
So I really started to pay attention to like the ticker tape of words going across in my mind.
Yes.
And anytime that there was any doubts or negativity or just being mean, I would stop that ticker tape. I would like take the word like off of the ticker tape and I would replace it with a positive
word. Isn't
that
wonderful? That's wonderful.
And, yeah. And the more that you do that, you literally will wake up as a brand new woman.
Yes.
Absolutely
so,
fascinating.
You know, you're reminding me of, as a coach, I do this exercise with people. It's like an inner critic taming your gremlin exercise where, and there was an actress, a Hollywood actress who came to me and said, I have this audition. I'm not feeling pretty enough. I'm not feeling thin enough. I'm not feeling this enough. Not enough. And I said, what are the three statements you tell yourself all the time? I'm not pretty enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried the director is going to sense this and I'm not going to get the part. So I said, what would happen if you combated those three phrases with something wildly different? Exactly what you were talking about.
George Costanza.
Right? Exactly. The Seinfeld episode. And just say, actually, I am gorgeous. Like, hello, gorgeous. I can't even look. I'm so gorgeous. And the second one, I'm not thin enough. I look great. Like for my age, oh my God, I look so amazing. People would kill to look like this. And I'm not enough. Of course you're enough. You're fantastic. And you really make it exaggerated so the other way.
Yeah.
And I said, what would happen if you walk around and say those new statements? How many times do you say the negative statements? 100 times a week. Try the new statements. Guess what? She went to that audition. I'm like, I can't say the film or the director, but she went to that audition. She killed it. She got the part. She was in the movie. She said, Judy, that was the exercise, but it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we're all like brainwashed, right? We're brainwashed by society or our upbringing or culture or whatever it is, but we're the ones that can do the brainwashing. We're the ones that tell our brain exactly how we want to think and believe and behave. I mean, if you want to be a control freak, that's when you become a control freak. You know what I mean? Like really controlling your thoughts and be like, what if I became this very confident and strong woman? And that's what I'd love to, like, I don't know if it's in that chapter, I can't even remember, where I talk about the, like a drone, like flying over and observing. And how do you walk into a room? How do you eat? Like if you were to be like how I envision that Wendy behind the steering wheel of an RV, how would you act? How would you think? How would you, what kind of relationships would you have? Like really, really tap into
really this woman. Picture it. Really yeah. write it down to make it happen.
Like feel, like how does she feel? Yes. Like how does she feel when she wakes up in the morning? How does she feel when she goes to bed? Like, and you literally talk about like acting, right? You act like this woman.
Yes.
You need to get up every morning and be like, we can all act.
Well, act as if, right? Remember when Barack Obama, before he became president, he would sign checks, you know, President Barack Obama, like he added the word president before he was president to feel that presidential mm-hmm. self, right? So it's just act as if, Oprah always talks about that, act as if and you will be. It's so cool. Yeah. So you talk about breaking free from limiting beliefs. We've been talking about this, limiting beliefs. And let's talk now about that freedom. I mentioned it off the top. So the acronym is FREEDOM, FREEDOM framework that has 7 steps. Which step do you think is the most difficult for women to embrace and why?
Oh, gosh.
Should we run through the steps quickly and tell people what the 7 steps are?
F is free yourself from limiting beliefs and self-sabotage. And this is just a summary. R is reset your life by clearing out emotional and physical clutter. E is envision a new future filled with vitality, confidence, and joy. The second E, the 4th step, would be embrace and explore your potential and your passions and your purpose. D is detach from tomorrow to start living for today, right now.
Yes.
O is own your best self. I was very good and I didn't cuss because that's not really what the word is. But own your best self with unshakable boundaries. That's like new to me.
Yes,
I know.
Yes.
And self-worth. And then finally, M is master yourself to stay grounded because life definitely has ups and downs on the way. And that way you're able to handle it better.
Lovely.
But to answer your question, I would say it's really in the beginning of the steps. It's F and R. It's freeing yourself because and resetting your life because it comes down to giving yourself permission to do it and saying it's okay that to change. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to start setting boundaries. It's okay, like giving yourself permission to change your life.
Yes.
And you don't need anyone else to give you that permission anymore. And that, and really like that, it's that bliss is within you. It's not outside of you. It's already there.
Of course. Of course. Right? Of course. It's so true. And just that word freedom, like it's just, I have such a visual of you just flying, you know, in the RV, like just hit, I don't know why I see windows open, radio blaring, and you know, it's great. You also have a great stop, drop, and roll method that you offer in the book. And I especially love the roll part. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's kind of going back to what I was saying before with the negative thoughts and paying attention to those thoughts. And anytime you have a negative thought about yourself, and you will have them for sure. I still do. You know, that becomes habitual, right? And as soon as you catch it, just like imagine the stop sign, be like,
right in front. I love that in the book.
Yeah, like, big stop sign. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We are not doing that, girl.
Yeah.
And then imagine this negative, nasty thought is like a hot coal in your hand. It's just like burning because it literally is burning you. And then drop it like it's hot.
Drop it. Drop that hot potato. Drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. And then roll in with something positive, just like you did for your client, right? Roll in something positive. You don't have to overthink it.
Yeah.
And you do that over and over and over again. Like I said, you know, I still do it. We're not meant to be perfect here. We're human beings.
We're human. We're human.
Yes.
But just knowing that you've got that tool in your pocket, in your toolbox, and that you can use it, what a gift like that you're giving people. It's really, really amazing. What is the ACE method and how can it help boost our well-being?
Let's see. ACE method. Oh, that's about the emotions. I'm having to refresh my mind on that. Because, I mean, we are all built, speaking of being human, we're all built with emotions, whether that's anxiety, depression, guilt, fear, shame, happiness, joy, bliss, confidence, right? Those are all emotions that we're built with as human beings.
Totally.
And it's okay to experience all of them. Sometimes I experience all of them in one day.
Of course.
Maybe an afternoon. But you also don't want to stay in those lower negative emotions for too long.
Right.
It is okay, obviously, like you have a loss Of course you're going to be grieving. Of course you're going to be sad. Let yourself be sad, right?
Yes, yes.
You just don't want to hang out there for too long because then it's going to affect you mentally and emotionally and physically, right? So part of the ACE method is once you're experiencing, and we all know, like when we get a blast of like a huge emotion, that especially a negative emotion like guilt or jealousy or anger, right?
It's like, whoa.
And it's triggering you. Yeah. Like it's taking over your body. Tap into that. Have the awareness of like, all right, where am I feeling this? Where am I feeling that? Am I feeling this in my heart? What is this? What?
Solar plexus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then C is you have a choice. You have a choice to, if you feel like, you know what, I need to hang out in this sadness for a while.
Right.
I need to feel sorry. Like even when I was laying there on the bathroom floor, I was like, girl, just go ahead, get it all out, ball your eyes out. Like sometimes it's good to do that. It's okay. But you also have a choice that you can bring that up a notch. And you don't have to go from sadness to bliss in a minute, right? Just turn it up just a little
bit.
Turn it up. Yeah. And then finally, E is engage. So E is just engaging in things that are going to help bring that energy and that emotion up.
Amazing. I wonder, you got a lot of the fodder for the book from that motorhome, from that RV, right? Like you got stories. Mm-hmm. Is there one that you can share or was there an epiphany where you went, oh my God, this is so great. I could just, like, I can never have another experience after this and I'm good.
You know what? It's actually this pop. I'm going to go with whatever just popped in my mind when you asked that question.
Yes.
And it was probably the greatest gift. I might cry. It was probably the greatest gift I got out of the whole thing. And I was parked in Malibu, overlooking the ocean, actually the same place where Matthew McConaughey used to stay, because he talked about that in his book. And I was like, I used to stay in the Malibu RV park. I was like,
that's so cool.
But I can remember I was sitting on the picnic table, on the top of the picnic table, and I was looking out at the sunset. It was absolutely gorgeous. Mm. And I had this feeling of, because I've had a fear of abandonment since I was a little girl. I was abandoned when I was a little girl. And I always had this fear I would be abandoned for all my relationships. It was like kind of like it was unraveling in my mind of all the relationships and bad choices and all of these things I'd been through in my life. And it hit me. I was like, I basically became what I feared the most, because even though I was fearing everyone else was going to abandon me, I ended up abandoning me.
Yeah.
And I thought, girl, we cannot do this anymore. We are not going to abandon yourself. We're done with that. And I just had this little conversation with little Wendy and told her, I'm like, I got you. I got this. Like, you don't have to be on guard anymore. You don't have to be stressed. You're not, I'm like, I will not abandon you. I am not going to abandon you. And it was just like, that was the moment I needed. And I didn't even know that. I didn't even, you know, and that's what's amazing though. When you do start to when you really tap into your bliss and you're doing the things that are making you happy, like just aha moments and synchronicities and epiphanies, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yes. Brings you so much peace. Without really trying though, right? You know, like if I had tried to find that answer.
It would not. Yeah. It was just because you were living it and doing it and being brave and doing the work. And so you got this wonderful little gift from the universe. Yeah. That's great. That made me cry a little because it's like,
Poor little Wendy.
Yeah. But great Wendy. Like poor little Wendy, and bless Wendy for figuring that out. And some people never do. And you had that epiphany in the same place that Matthew McConaughey maybe had a similar epiphany. I don't know. That's so great. And a lot of your writing, I think, came from moments in that RV, right? Because you had a lot of time to think, right?
Yeah.
How would you say some of those experiences that you experienced shaped the content of the book? We're going to find out about how those experiences fueled, shaped, and inspired Wendy's beautiful book when we come back after this short commercial break. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Find Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And just before we hear more about what experiences shaped Wendy Valentine's book, Women Waking Up, I want to take a moment to thank our wonderful segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. Thanks to Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it while always going the extra mile to make sure you leave with a smile on your face. They also offer you free pickup and delivery, so it's easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. Ashford Cleaners, they're simply the best. Thanks, Ashford. I'm here with Wendy Valentine. And just before the break, Wendy, I asked you about how some of the experiences you had in your RV shaped the content of your book.
Well, gosh, it happened again in Malibu. My God, there's some magical things in Malibu.
Wow.
But as I looked back over those 2 years of transforming my life,
yeah,
I was like, oh, and I did. I went back in my mind. I was like, what did I actually do? I'm like, how the heck did I end up here? You know? And I did. I kind of went through those steps. And I remember saying, and you know, out loud, I was like, well, I found freedom. And I was like, freedom. And I love acronyms. It makes it easy to remember, right?
Totally, totally.
And I did. I just went through each one. I was like, that was it. It's exactly what I did. And it's one thing I love about the book, because I know, like, I was the guinea pig. I know it works. Like, they truly are tried and true techniques, right?
Yes.
I actually did this.
Yes.
And I'm living proof it works. So, yeah, it was... I think, I don't know, miracles just happen, right?
Of
I mean,
course.
Even that thought of, okay, you know, the freedom method of like, it just popped in my head one day.
Totally, totally, totally. Oh my God. Where did the podcast, the Midlife Makeover show happen, like in relation to all this? And how has the feedback from your listeners influenced the content and tone of this beautiful book?
I know, isn't she pretty?
Yeah, yeah, I really love the book. Like, I don't know, the pinks and reds and oranges and purples, like, I love it.
I know. New World Library, they did so good.
They did so good. And I want to say this is, it might be a little bit early for a Christmas present, but this is a great gift to give yourself and to give someone else.
I know.
Isn't this a great, like, get one for you and get one for your best friend, somebody you care about, somebody who needs the waking up.
Yep.
Get two.
One for you. A girlfriend's book club. That's like,
yes.
That's where it's at. Yeah.
Yes.
So to answer your question, when I realized, I was like, okay, I was going after this dream of like buying an RV and taking off across the country. And I was like, Wendy, you're going to need a job.
Right.
I was like, and then I had gone to this conference in Dallas. And speaking of books, I found Kathy Heller's book, Don't Keep Your Day Job. And at the time I was working in Chicago, selling homes, making great money, which was helping with buying the RV, of course, but it wasn't me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was good at it, but it really didn't bring out my superpowers, I'll say that. So I picked up her book, read her book on the plane, and by the time I landed, I got in my car, because then in the book, I was like, oh, she has a podcast. So I started listening to her podcast, and this is like talking about the crumbs on the pathway, right? It was literally like, boom, boom, boom. Or like, nom, 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 nom. And then she was interviewing Stephanie Gass, who teaches about starting a podcast.
Wow.
And I thought,
oh my God,
start a podcast? I was like, that'd be fun. I could be dry. And I was like, all I need is Wi-Fi in the RV. I was like, I could do that.
Oh.
So the next day, I contacted Stephanie Gass and I hired her for a 30-minute session.
No way.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start a podcast. What am I going to talk about? I was like, I don't even know what to talk about. They're like, they're talking about hair products? I'm like, I don't know. And then she starts asking me all these questions and she goes, Wendy, you totally reinvented yourself at midlife. She goes, women at midlife need you.
Yes.
Because they too also could be going through divorce or career changes or menopause or all of
empty
it.
Empty nesting,
right?
All of it. Yes.
I'm like, eh. So within that 30 minutes, we came up with the Midlife Makeover Show.
Oh my God.
And so I would go to work during the day and at night I would start designing my dream job and started designing the podcast. And again, in Malibu, on 2, not that I have a thing with numbers, but on 2/22/22 at 2:22 p.m. in Malibu, I started the podcast.
That's fabulous. Now, you didn't actually film the podcast in your RV, right? You did it.
So if you look back on some of the videos, I'm actually in the RV. Yes. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
How many podcasts have you done to date?
300 and something.
Isn't that incredible? And how did the feedback from your listeners affect the content and influence the content of this book?
I'll tell you, it's whether it was the listeners or the guests that I have on the show.
Yes.
I was learning more and more about what people needed and providing those answers for them. And if I didn't have the answers, I was like, I'm going to get it for you. I was like, I will find someone that knows more about menopause than I do, even though I went through it, right? Like, I'm going to figure it out. And it became a mission for me without even realizing it.
Wow.
That I was helping women all over the world, which is wild to think, right? Like, even your show too goes all over the world. And I've heard from people. Like, I had someone the other day that literally said, I met him. This is what was wild. It wasn't even a woman. It was a man.
Wow.
I was like, well, there's a man listening to my show. And he was inspired to move to Madeira, Portugal because he listened to my episode.
Wow.
And he was like, I got to do this. He's like, I'm moving my family to Madeira, Portugal. And I just met him the other day. It was 2 years ago that he heard that episode. And isn't that wild that, like, think about the butterfly effect of, I don't think all of us realize the power that we have in putting out positive energy
and love. I love it.
Yeah.
What is your biggest advice for women who feel stuck and are unsure of how to start making change in their lives? Let's say it's in the area of love or in the area of a relationship or of something, and they just are so stuck. It's like, and even Dr. Phil can't fix it. It's just like, what would you say is your bit of advice on how to tackle that?
You're probably not going to like it because you're like, I know what she's going to say, but start now, start small. Just take action.
Take action.
And trust yourself. You'll figure it out. Start small. Start right now, today. And I feel like we know what we need to do.
Yeah.
We do. We just don't want to do it, right? And quick story. This is before the moment on the floor, bawling my eyes out when I was separated. And I can remember I had quotes all over my wall. And one of the quotes was Marianne Williamson.
Love her.
Yes. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. This is it right here. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And that I kept reading that quote and I was like, why am I not getting this? I was like, do I really agree with Marianne on this? And then I was like, okay, yeah, I am scared of my light. Because if we really embrace our light, that means we might have to make some moves.
Right.
We might have
scary.
To change a relationship.
Which is scary.
Yeah, change a relationship, change a career. There's all sorts of things that we have to do when we step into our light.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you. That's amazing. I also am so happy that in the book, there's that picture of how you created your own midlife vision board. It's really cool, especially because it can be digital. And you have tips for women on how they can create their own midlife vision board. Like, I don't know, but that to me just sent me, because some women are not creative and they're not going to start with scissors and glitter glue and make it really pretty, you know, do a DIY project on it. You've made it possible for even someone who may not be good artistically to create their own vision. Can you just speak to that?
So I created a template on Canva. You literally just like click on it and it takes you to Canva. Cool. And so it goes according to the categories on the wheel of midlife, right? Family, finance, health, career, friends, love, leisure, growth. And it's fun. You literally just post it. They like put whatever you want, pictures. You can, and of course on Canva, like they have cool graphics and letters and everything. And it works. Like that one that you saw, that which it's black and white, so you can't really see it that well. That vision board during those 2 years of my transformation hung on the wall, and I would stare at that thing every single day as I was getting dressed. And there was that one day when it was staring at me like, okay, Wendy, this RV thing's not going to happen unless you make the next move. And I was like, oh, and then that's when I was like, all right, fine, we're doing this.
It's great.
But it works. It works. Really, really does. Yeah.
It's so awesome. I mean, I can't go through all the guys, you have to get the book, Women Waking Up, to hear it all. But in step 7, you talk about how to master yourself, and you begin with a section called Unfunk Yourself. And you talk about these 9 tools to do this. One of my favorites was tool 1, be a kindness control freak. So good.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Other tips are so encouraging, like tool 2, connect with right friends, move your body, eat healthy foods, which you've discussed, walk in nature, meditate. I'm a big meditator, as you saw from the beginning of the show. Talk to a therapist, watch funny movies, and relax and ground yourself. Just briefly, can you talk about meditation? Because you have some very powerful suggestions on power and the joy of meditation and how meditation saved your life, Wendy.
Totally did. And I tell you what, though, I started meditating probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
But I never quite got it. Like I would go to, you know, Deepak Chopra retreats. I got certified there, right?
Wow.
But it was sitting in silence for sometimes like an hour, and I'd hear my stomach growl and I'd be so embarrassed. Or like, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I could not stand it. And then I started doing guided meditations. The point of me telling you this is that find the meditations that will work for you.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be silent. You can do, and there's, I mean, as we know, my God, with our phones, like there's so many apps, which by the way, you get my meditations for free in the book.
The Freedom Meditation Series. Yes, I want to tell everyone, if you get the book, Women Waking Up, readers can download right from Wendy's book, the Freedom Meditation Series for guided meditations. It's so wonderful. So that's all you have to do, get the book, and you've got these free meditations that really will help you. And I also, one of my favorite pages, Wendy, in the book was when you offer, I just love this page. I just was like exultant when I read this, that you offer up wonderful practices for inviting miracles into your life. So one of them is meditation, as discussed, connecting with your inner voice. The others are how to practice mindfulness in your daily life, prayer, visualization, affirmations. What is one of your favorite tools and why?
My favorite tools of inviting in more miracles?
Yeah.
Well, it would be meditation and journaling. Okay, yes. I have a neat little thing to tell you about journaling.
Yeah.
I have found, especially with women, they want to journal, but then they're scared to, because if they really let out what they're thinking, maybe someone will actually read the journal and then you're doomed.
Right.
So this is a really cool technique. So just get a plain journal and every morning. So I get up and meditate for 20, 25 minutes.
Wow.
And then, and then sometimes 30 if I'm feeling really crazy.
Awesome. Guided or yourself?
I do guided.
Nice. See, everyone, it's possible. Do a guided meditation first thing in the morning. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be for 30 minutes. Wendy is an expert. It could be for 10 minutes or 5.
Yeah.
Start somewhere. Love that. Okay.
Okay. But go ahead and just allow your soul to just speak onto the page. Just whatever comes out, just let it out, write it out. And then when you complete one page, this is what you do. Flip it over upside down and write over what you just wrote. And it looks, I wish I had my.
It's like Mishka Bubble. It's like you can't understand it, so no one can ever read it. That's the best thing I ever heard. I love that.
You know what I found though, when I put it upside down and I write over, I feel like it's more free and I'm just like, yeah. It's great. And yeah, my journal looks like a toddler was like,
oh, that's fabulous.
It's a great way to let it out without being worrying, you know, but without worrying that someone's going to like read
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's very cool. Great tip. Wendy, what is the most important thing that you hope and want that readers will take from Women Waking Up? Like if you had to say one golden nugget.
Yeah. It's not too late. You're not too old. And midlife is the best time to reinvent yourself and have fun, find your bliss, and love yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Midlife is amazing. And, you know, the title, Women Waking Up, like we need to like snap ourselves out of our comas and wake up to our greatest selves. And we truly, I mean, I know you know this, but women truly are extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch a woman just putting on mascara and cooking dinner and running a business.
Like, driving a car, putting on mascara time. While driving a car and cooking dinner. Totally.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely do not underestimate yourself. You can do anything you want to.
There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Wendy Valentine?
What is this right here in this moment?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You're going to make me cry too.
That was beautiful. I have to tell you, everyone, first of all, you're just a wonderful human being. And you've created a beautiful gift for women in this world. You really have. It's Women Waking Up. The Midlife Manifesto for Passion, Purpose, and Play. It's published by New World Library. They're amazing. And so are you. Really.
Thank you.
This has been, I don't know where the time went.
I think we're going to have to move to, I'm going to drive that RV to Canada.
Come on over. We'd love it. We would love that. What is the best way for people to contact you, Wendy, connect with you on social media, and of course, to get a beautiful copy of Women Waking Up, the book?
Thank you. The best place is just wendyvalentine.com. Everything's on there. You can click, their book is on there. I also have the Freedom at Midlife course. There's meditations on there. Of course, you get that for free if you buy the book. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, Wendy Valentine, Wendy Valentine, Wendy Valentine.
I love that.
Yeah. And the book sold everywhere, right? Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all that goodie. And the audiobook just came out and I'm actually the one.
Oh,
that is, I did that.
I love the that. Oh my goodness. Well, we're going to mention that when the show airs as well, because that must be fantastic in your voice. I can imagine that being a great success. I can visualize that. Thank you, Wendy. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Wendy Valentine. So if you are an author or a thought leader or a mindfulness expert or a therapist, life coach, celebrity, author, whatever, we would love to hear from you and we would love to feature you on the show. If you have found your bliss, we want you to share it with us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you gain clarity and find your passion and purpose. You can reach out to me. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at the Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guest, Wendy Valentine, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producers Chelsea Lockstedt, Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yanuziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.